أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انشقت وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه. صدق الله العظيم. These verses are the verses of Surah Al-Inshiqaq that was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Makki period, in the period before the Hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like other surahs, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws the spin picture of the coming of the day of Qiyamah. But here, in a very different way, a very different style, and a very different message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ, when the skies will burst asunder, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, and it hears or it heard its Rabb, in other words, the command of its Rabb, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give the command that now, O sky, you must burst, you must now disintegrate. And by that command of Allah, it hears it and it fulfills the order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, and in the ayats that are subsequent, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands the sky. Like now, at this moment, the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to the sky is remain as you are, as lofty as you are, without any form of cracks, without any form of disintegration whatsoever, and that sky fulfills the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the command that it must be now shattered, it must be now burst, and it must now come into pieces. So then it fulfills that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحُقَّتْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is obligated. The word haqq that we use all the time, وَحُقَّتْ, it is obligated to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is obligated to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا الْأَرُضُ مُدَّتْ, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the earth in a very different and unique way. And when the earth will be stretched out, what it will be stretched out for, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرُضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ, that this earth will be changed for another earth. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in a very different way, that now all of mankind, from Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu was salam to the last person that is born, all of jinn kind, all of them have to now assemble on this plane, which we will call the plane of resurrection. And hence, because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about a different earth. An earth that will accommodate all of mankind. There's never a population explosion in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is never an overpopulated area. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see to this, that earth will have no valleys, no mountains, no ravines, no caves, whereby man can hide or man can run away from the hisab and kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ, and it will cast out مَا فِيهَا, whatever is in it. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, in Surah Zilzal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the same thing, that whatever is in the earth, all of that will be thrown out, will be vomited out by the earth, whether it is natural resources that is possessed into this earth, the gold and all the silver, and perhaps in the modern world, all the oil and all the platinum, and all of whatever the earth contains, to which man has attached value, all of that now will be thrown out by the earth. even the bodies that the earth had possessed, all those bodies will now be thrown out that were buried in different parts of the world. All of it will be thrown out. وَتَخَلَّتْ, and the earth will become empty. In other words, it will not have anything whatsoever. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the earth, that it heard the commandment, or it will hear the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, O earth, rotate and revolve, as I had outlined for you, insofar as your speed is concerned, and everything else that I have commanded you, and remain intact. So this earth continues to fulfill the commandment of Allah. But then also, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the command that, O earth, now throw out your load, spew out, pull out whatever you have, and then disintegrate, and all of that will happen by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحُقَّتْ, and again, like the sky, the earth also is obligated to fulfill this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah Rabbul Izzat addresses man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, O mankind, O insan, O humankind, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan, that certainly you are in an endeavor, a very, very stringent endeavor, a very, very rugged endeavor, ila rabbika, to your Rabb, famulaqih, and then you are going to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding insan of our every second, our every breath, every step that we take, that there is an endeavor most certainly man is making. Either that endeavor is in fulfilling the commandment of Allah bari ta'ala, whether a person has brought iman and is practicing righteously, that is a real and true endeavor. But undoubtedly, it is an endeavor that man has to make. It is an effort that man makes, and that effort is a continuous effort. And every second that that effort is taking place, every second man is going nearer and nearer to the appointed time of meeting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On the other hand, if a person is disobedient to Allah, and a person is wronging Allah, a person is breaking the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then every second that is also an endeavor. If we take a simple example, one is a man that wants to earn his living, and he does it according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fulfills all the laws of the Shariat. He works hard. It is an endeavor. One is a person tries to earn his income unlawfully, illegally, earning the disobedience of Allah. He breaks the commandments of Allah, whether he is a thief, whether he is a hijacker, a housebreaker, whatever he may be. But it is also an effort that he is making, but an incorrect effort. And as the seconds go by, that effort also continues. And as the seconds go by, that person is getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمُلَاقِهِ, until he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us two diverse creations of Allah, the sky and the earth, and Allah has showed us about us. That one is the commandment of Allah, the Shariat that Allah has given us, but together with that, Allah has given us the free will. Either we obey Allah, or we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other creations of Allah, the skies, and the sun, and the moon, and the earth, and everything else, they fulfill the commandment of Allah, but they do not have any discretion, they do not have any will. They will fulfill the commandment of Allah as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them. And here Allah ta'ala is showing us, take a cue from the rest of the creation of Allah and fulfill each and every commandment of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.